The towns were all gone by 38, and the reservoir was flooded in 7 years. It filled up. You will look at listings of auctions, and you'll find things that are listed as Quabbin pieces. They're still around, and they're very valuable. I don't know if it's still here or not, but it may have been put away. Oh, see that wagon umbrella there?
Uh-huh.
That was my father's. And we found that at an auction. And it's in terrible shape. Had to pay $250 for it.
Did you recognize it when you saw it?
Well, we knew it was for sale. It was listed. They always list Quabbin stuff.
Do you remember that, seeing that from when you were a kid?
No. Mm-hmm. We delivered any groceries delivered were done in an old Model T, I guess. We didn't do much delivering back in those days.
Seems a shame that you'd have to pay $250 for your father's old grocery umbrella.
That's life.
Could you just read that for me, that part there that's stretched out?
Oh. Now, these are probably were given away by wholesalers. I'm not sure. For groceries, dry goods, boots, shoes, hay, and grain, go to H.H. Dickinson, Greenwich, Mass.
How do you feel when you see something like that in an auction? I mean, when you find something that...
I feel I got to own it. That's what I feel. And we usually get it because I hate to see it go anywhere else but here.